So, Georgia, I never cease to amaze at people like you all who take care of patients, because I'm focused all on education at this point. You know, how you guys seem pretty happy, adjusted. I guess, again, maybe there's some kind of, but, you know, when you think about what you are dealing with day after day, room after room, what's your, you know, you have a nursing student who comes up to you rotating through oncology, and she goes, well, you know, are you depressed, you know, or how do you take care of yourself? What would you say?
I think we use a lot of humor. I use a lot of humor in rooms with patients. I'm there, as Hope said, 100% present. I don't do as good of a job as she does when I leave the clinic, because I tend to take a lot home with me. But using humor, I mean, you're in the room 100% present. We leave the room, and in the workroom, we tend to tell stories, joke around. I use travel as my outlet, so my patients will always joke around and say, well, where are you going next, Georgia? And I'm off to Greece next week. And so that's my outlet, and exercise, obviously. But I think to go in oncology, you have to 100% be committed to it. And if you're not there to help support patients, to form relationships, hopefully long-term relationships with patients, it's really not the right place for someone in oncology.
Yeah, there's a lot of joggers out there I see in oncology, I guess, mulling over what's happened to them in the last 24 hours.